Are you willing to get involved militarily to defend Taiwan if it comes to that?
Yes.
You are?
That's the commitment we made.
What do you make of that? And the walk back afterwards?
I think the walk back is probably correct, Brad. I don't think there's been a change in policy, but here's how we can tell. If the president's staff was wrong, and what he said is now U.S. policy, that we're prepared to go to war, in effect, to defend Taiwan, then he will come out and say so. If not, we'll know that it was another Biden gaffe of the kind that he has, you know, too frequently made in the midst of this, you know, this, these world problems that we're having with, you know, with land war in Europe and Taiwan threatened by China. And I think it's reasonable to suggest that the United States can ill afford to have a president who gets up on the world stage and blurts these things out that turn out to be incorrect statements of U.S. policy. And it's a function, I'm sad to say, of the fact that he's an old man who forgets what he's supposed to know and then says these things. He's always made mistakes, but now he's making them from the bully pulpit, and it's dangerous.
Good to be back.
Yeah, it is.
Joe out there. You know, I said when we talked by phone yesterday, you know, he may be walking it back, and he certainly did. There's people, the hawks out there are saying, yes, finally somebody's taking a stand, that the United States through the last several presidents have had, literally, they call it our ambiguous policy. Mm. In other words, yeah, maybe we will, maybe we won't. Yeah, sort of, kind of.
Right.
And then Biden was said, well, that's our commitment. We'll defend them. And like I said, the hawks out there and even some Republicans are saying, finally, you know, but then he had to walk it back because there's, I don't know if I have the audio for that, but I listened to some news and read some stuff. We're not prepared to go to war. In any way, shape, or form.
No, just like we're not prepared for all these immigrants he's let in. And we're not, I mean, and every day he's president, we become less prepared for anything that comes our way.
Well, I have some audio of Senator Kennedy talking about building on your back plan. It's not Build Back America. It's
right.
It's a mess. But anyway.
But, it, you know, it's just one gaffe after another.
So
he's so gaffable. It's true.
Gaffomatic.
Mm-hmm. It's Tuesday. It's Come to the Table Tuesday.
It is, yeah.
So be sure you send that in. Here's your thought of the day. The only impossible journey is the one you never begin. Mm-hmm. So do it.
Okay.
Whatever that is.
All right.
434-248-0704. That's our text number, and you know what you're supposed to do.
I could start a journey on this thing. Today is National Endless Breakfast Day.
Yes, it is.
It originated with a popular restaurant that started in 1953 as Danny's Donut Inn, Lakewood, California.
Yeah, Danny's Donuts. That's what it was called.
Yep, Danny's Donuts in Lakewood, California. Sorry, mm-hmm. It was my typo. What is the name of the restaurant?
Yeah.
I have an idea, but I'm not going to say.
Yeah, it started out as Danny's Donuts, and then it turned into something really popular. And now we celebrate National Endless Breakfast Day.
Yeah, maybe there's a biscuit in my future.
Well, I mean, we do. Do you ever do breakfast for dinner?
Oh, yeah.
We do that
sometimes.
We did
it not long ago. We used the waffle maker, believe it or not, at dinner
time.
See?
Using that waffle
maker. She actually likes
it.
I got to tell you, we've used it several times.
The little baby one.
Yeah, not one of these humongous. It's mm-hmm. a little baby one.
Of course, I don't use it to make waffles. I've got one. I never use it to make waffles, but still, that's right. All right. On this day in history, 1963, Barbara Streisand performs Happy Days Are Here Again at the White House Press Correspondents' Dinner and gets to meet U.S. President John F. Kennedy.
Yeah, I had to fade the end. Oh, it was a tough ending.
Yeah, that's not a typical Barbara Streisand ending. I'm not sure what happened there.
Probably thinking the same thing. Scrub that internet.
It happens
post.
To everybody.
It does.
In 1989, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, directed by Steven Spielberg and produced by George Lucas, premieres.
Did you notice I brought my hat?
Yeah, your rain hat.
Yeah.
I could have used that. I look like a rat over here. I thought I had an umbrella in my car. Clearly, I did not.
I tell you what, the rain is really something.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it's coming on down. I loved the Indiana Jones movies, though.
Yeah, they were good.
So much fun.
I hate snakes. I agree.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Not good. All right. We have 2003. Paul McCartney performs his first ever concert in Russia in Moscow's Red Square to a crowd of over 100,000 people.
He was part of that concert.
Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
And they're all singing it, and they probably don't even understand English, but they knew all the words.
That's right. So I had a friend who traveled to Winston-Salem this weekend,
mm-hmm,
and saw Paul McCartney in concert.
This weekend?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
She said he played and sang for over 3 hours, multiple instruments, took one sip of water, and took no breaks.
Yeah.
He's 80 years old.
Wow.
He says it's admirable for someone who's seen and experienced all he has to spread the message of peace and care for one another. And I got to tell you, she put up a picture on the big Jumbotron or whatever they had there. He looks pretty good.
Yeah, he looks good for 80.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Hard to believe.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness gracious.
Well, we got birthdays today.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody turning 80.
No, 77, though.
Yeah, Priscilla Presley.
You write in your book, you're 14. Elvis would take me into his bedroom, and then we would kiss long, deep, passionate kisses, and his caresses would leave me weak with desire.
Yeah, it's true.
Yet he never tried to go further than kissing you.
No, he didn't. There was an agreement, I guess, he made with himself that the woman that he decided to take for his wife, he was going to keep her that way until he married her.
Keep her a virgin no matter what.
Right.
I didn't know that. Yeah, I was watching the old Barbara Wawa interview in 1985.
Yeah.
That's where that came from.
Yeah, I knew that.
Mm.
It was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of creepy, though. She was really young.
Yeah, really young.
Really young. Patti LaBelle, oh my goodness, love her so much. Turning 78 years old today.
My neighbor just met her because she was doing security at an event.
Oh, how cool is that?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that can be heard maybe over on Rewind, more than likely.
I expect so. I needed to hear that yesterday.
Did you?
I decided I'm a terrible checkout person.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I did
self-checkout?
Yeah.
Did you complain to the cashier?
Well, I got to tell you, I'm terrible at bagging.
Mm-hmm.
I crush several things.
Oh, jeez.
I do not have a good attitude.
Is it hard for you to pull the bags apart to get to the next
yes,
one?
Yes, and then I
What's
get
the deal
angry.
With that?
I don't know. And I had too many things, but nothing else was open. And again, I had a bad attitude by the time I left. Like,
wow.
I'm the worst cashier ever. Yes, that's what should have been playing.
Well, this next music montage will lighten your day up.
Okay.
One of your favorites, he's 81 today, Bob Dylan.
Oh, Lord. My daughter loves him. It's a little annoying, Bob.
To be without a home. Like a complete unknown. Like a rolling stone.
One more for you, Janet.
Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see the answer, my friend?
Is blowing in the wind today, although there may be a little bit of wind with that rain. I don't know. It was coming straight down. It really wasn't going
sideways. I hope
sideways.
We don't get a lot of wind because we've had a lot of rain.
Oh, I know. The trees will come right out of the thing there. John C. Reilly.
Okay.
I just have to pick this bit from Talladega Nights. It's him. You'll hear a little bit of Grandpa. You'll hear a little bit of
Bring It On,
Ricky Bobby's wife. And then my favorite, Little Children.
Oh, I'll tell you what, Ricky, you are truly blessed. These two are two in a million.
I am. That's a real nice sentence. That's about one of the nicest things you've ever said.
Well, I mean it.
Stop, it gonna make me cry.
It comes from my heart. That's why.
I can't hold my tongue. These kids are my grandchildren, and you are raising them wrong.
Chip, I'm gonna come at you like a spider monkey.
Like a spider monkey? Go on.
What is wrong with you?
Chip, I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
Oh my gosh.
That might be my favorite scene in the movie.
I'm ashamed to say, I'm embarrassed to say how much I love Talladega Nights.
It's on like every weekend. I'm flipping the channel going, it's on again.
Wow.
And then my father-in-law, he's watching. I'm not sure. He thought it maybe it was a documentary.
Oh no, he did not.
I think so.
Oh my word.
At least for a little while.
Oh geez. Going, why is he in his underwear running around a track?
We don't know. Fire.
Anyway. Last one. Tommy Chong.
Speaking
of fire,
this guy's lit up a few in his day.
Oh, whoa. Lord. I thought this was a 405. That's a lot of bull.
Wow.
Siri, we don't have time for this.
The time is 4:20. Your appointment with parole officer starts in 10 minutes. And dude, you smell like a sack of sour diesel. To avoid jail time, use a Chong swipe to remove the smell of weed from your clothing prior to appointment.
Okay, directions to parole officer.
You have been parked at your destination for 30 minutes.
What is that?
It's a Lincoln commercial. Lincoln commercial.
I've never seen that before. Wow.
And even Siri sounds a little smacked there, doesn't she?
Well, you know, that car's probably pretty full.
When you're riding around with him, anyway.
Yeah, secondary smoke, I think.
Okay, here we go. Right,
Mind Jam trivia.
This works perfectly because you get the munchies in today's National Eggless. Today is National Endless Breakfast Day. It originated with a popular restaurant that started in 1953 as Danny's Donuts. It's in Lakewood, California.
Yep.
What is the name of the restaurant?
We want to know what the name of the real restaurant is now.
Yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts is what people are saying.
Okay.
That's not it.
Okay. I think it starts with a D. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
All right. A little more Bob Dylan for you, Janet.
I'm ready.
Hey, Rose's birthday's coming up towards the end of the week. You want to stay tuned for that?
Start your mornings on the right foot and listen to the Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m.
Yes, you're going to have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil and it may be the Lord, but you're going to have to serve somebody.
Call Janet and Mark, 434-534-8500, or toll-free 866-916-3776. Call the Morning Jam. The Morning Jam.
You know, is she talking to Joe Biden? Hello, hey Joe, you want to give it a go?
Well, I mean, you know, that song makes about as much sense as Joe does. I don't even know what are those words.
I don't know.
I've always sung it, and I've never sang it the same way twice.
Right,
and I have no idea what they're singing. Itchy, cha cha, wee wah, doo da.
Well, that of course is Patti LaBelle. She is 78 today, still looking and sounding great. But what was the name of the band? LaBelle, I think was what it was called or something. Yeah. That was a huge hit.
I always came in on Lady Marmalade, though. I always got that part right. But all that other stuff, just a bunch of nonsense that
I heard it, I thought they were talking about marmalade like you put on your toast.
Mmm, yummy. Yeah. Well, it is National Endless Breakfast Day.
It is.
So, appropriate.
How appropriate. It originated at a popular restaurant, started out in 1953 as Danny's Donuts in Lakewood, California. What's the name of the restaurant?
They vowed in 1953... to serve the best cup of coffee, make the best donuts, give the best service, offer the best value, and stay open for 24 hours.
And we still run on it, don't we? It's not Dunkin' Donuts?
No.
Seriously.
That's what everybody guessed.
Denny's.
It's Denny's.
Denny's.
It's Denny's. Yep.
Okay. Denny's started out
mm-hmm. as a donut stand.
Okay. Didn't know that.
And do you remember the name of their the most Grand popular,
Slam
the
breakfast?
Grand Slam.
I loved it.
And when we were little, wasn't it like $2.99?
Oh, yeah.
$2.99? Are you out of your mind?
Grand Slam.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Not that anymore.
And for the longest time, Lynchburg was supposed to get one. The rumors came and went.
Right.
Came and went. And it never came.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it would have supported a Denny's.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Now, it would probably, you know, put IHOP out of
well,
business.
True.
But I love a Denny's for sure. So, yeah, it's kind of fun. Might want to go grab breakfast for lunch or dinner today
to celebrate. As a young whippersnapper, I remember eating two Grand Slam breakfasts.
You did not?
Mm-hmm.
Two?
Two. I was a young man back then.
What is on the Grand Slam?
I think you get pancakes, eggs, bacon, sausage, hash browns, I believe.
Oh, my word.
It's been a while since.
To be that young.
The closest thing you can get to Grand Slam now, you can probably get it over at like Waffle House or something like that. I don't know.
All right. So I'm looking now. Grand Slam breakfast. It looks like you've got link sausages.
Yeah.
Bacon.
Bacon. Yeah,
two eggs.
Yeah.
Hash browns. And two pancakes.
So I did get it right.
Yeah. Wow. All righty.
So
that is a lot of food, my friend.
Yeah. And what does it cost now?
$9.99? So you had four pancakes, two hash browns, four eggs, four slices of bacon, mm-hmm. and four sausage links. Okay.
That was a young man.
You were young.
And who would have thunk I'd have to have open heart surgery in my early 50s?
I know. It's shocking, really, when you think about it. $6.99. Not bad.
It's only $6.99 now?
Yeah. Are you out of your mind?
Wow.
It is.
Let's drive up to Roanoke. I think that's the closest one.
Get one.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, that was fun to talk about. We've got a lot of things today that aren't going to be fun. No, there's a lot of funkiness going on out there for sure. More news out of the Ukraine. Apparently, they suffered their worst military loss of the war.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
87 were killed in an airstrike there. They also say, we're getting reports that Putin is unraveling.
Okay.
For sure. And that inner circle is getting very, So, I don't know. But, you know, what's scary about that is, you know, the fact that desperate men who have nothing to lose.
Oh, I know.
That can get really bad.
Yeah.
But there is stories about that. One Russian journalist says they've lost their mojo. Despite the conventional wisdom, the journalist believes the regime's days are numbered.
Oh, interesting.
And that it's too out of touch and has nothing to offer.
Okay.
Much has been made of Putin's pandemic accelerated isolation,
mm-hmm.
paranoia,
right,
and other characteristics fitting of a KGB man two decades in power.
Uh-huh.
A lot has been said, too, about potential witch hunts within his security services for anyone who may have misled Putin with faulty intelligence before the war began.
Okay.
So underestimating them. They're saying that the inner circle is... not doing well.
Okay.
A former Ukrainian president entourage fled Ukraine along with their boss and are essentially under protection and the payroll of Moscow. They say the intelligence is far out of date.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Apparently he's not doing well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I could see him, when you're talking about not having anything to lose, leave your mark on it. Drop the bomb, you know. I mean, I hope he doesn't. Mm-hmm. God forbid he does. But wouldn't surprise me.
Says a mixture of conspiracy theories with orthodox mentality and with his dream of revenge.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to understand Putin's mentality about why he started the war in general. Yeah. So there's a lot going on there.
I just wonder what he thinks. I mean, you've got Joe Biden, who's, you know, over in Asia. I guess he's still there. I don't know. Made some news yesterday, that's for sure. But, you know, he has to look at Joe as this weak leader because that's what Joe is. I mean, let's face it. And he's probably thinking, oh, I'm going to outlast this guy. I'm going to make a mark bigger than he can, blah, blah, blah. You never know. I just, it's all in God's hands.
Well, there's a lot of interesting stories coming out today. The former NFL player arrested.
SmackDown.
Good Lord.
These are big guys, too.
Both of them were big guys. Of course, the airline guys ended up with a bloody head at the end of it. But, I mean, he was squaring off and accelerating that whole thing.
Right.
So
yeah, a little.
That got a little bit wonky there. And then, of course, Biden is, shall we say, struggling to reassure Americans about a lot of things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But especially, you know, the gas. People are getting really, really tired of it.
Yep, they are.
Right now.
And more to come, unfortunately. I think the prices will continue to rise. That seems to be the projections anyway.
Mm.
So.
Yeah, rough
we'll
stuff.
We'll see. Maybe that'll be the story I do. Yeah, that's going to be the one I'm going to do. Because I had a choice of a few. This is going to be gas prices. That'll get us really going on this Come to the Table Tuesday, where we can sit around the table, eat Grand Slams on all-day breakfast day.
Now I want eggs over easy and some bacon.
It's the Morning Jams. Good to be back. Thanks to Trey again for recovering yesterday and making sure we have programming on Friday.
Everybody's home where they belong now.
That's right. 6:31.
58 degrees in Salem, and he does know we do radio,
a live
right?
radio show.
Okay,
I didn't think.
Sure. I thought maybe he didn't know. 57 in Lynchburg and Bedford, 59 in Roanoke and Salem, 59 in Danville, 55 in Appomattox. It's raining everywhere.
It's raining, yeah. Well, speaking of Trey, he is sitting in for Ian this week, who's on vacation. Trey wanting to be apparently part of the show during the break, anyway.
I think maybe he's had too much coffee.
I think so.
Because he walks in and he's full on talking, even though we're in the middle of a conversation.
Right, right.
I'm like, what? What?
And
he's in
the middle of a sentence by the time he gets in the door. It's just hilarious. He must start down the hallway and work his way in.
I don't know. I'm not sure how that happens. But anyway, so there's a peanut butter pandemonium going on.
I know.
Jif has recalled batches for possible salmonella contamination.
Mm-hmm.
Many stores have already cleared their shelves of all Jif products,
right?
But it may be too late for some. The Nichols family says that they picked up their usual jar at Sam's Club on May 4th, and nearly 2 weeks later, her husband started getting sick. Nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, cold and clammy, sweating, but he's cold. There are all the signs of salmonella.
Mm.
She said at first they thought it was antibiotics, and now she really thinks it's the peanut butter because it correlates with the timeline.
Mm-hmm.
She went on social media to see if others in the area were also sick from the Jif jars. Mm-hmm. Dozens responded saying that they had gotten sick as well, while others say they got lucky. So.
And it's such a sad thing for me because
I turn
to peanut butter for comfort.
I know.
And here, and I literally bought a thing of Jif. I hadn't opened it yet, and it fell under that lot number.
Now, is that your go-to?
Jif is not. I just happen to buy Jif.
At our house, it is.
Yeah, I buy the off-brand.
Really?
Yeah.
Choosy mothers choose Jif. I know.
Well, I'm not a choosy mother.
All right.
Although, you know, I could birth a baby, apparently, as a male, because that can happen now, according to Apple's emojis.
Yeah, well.
I'm just saying.
Moving on.
Okay. Average gasoline prices in Roanoke have risen 12.9 cents in the last week, averaging at $4.33 a gallon. That's according to GasBuddy, a survey of 155 stations in the Roanoke area. Prices in Roanoke are 47.9 cents higher than a month ago. And that stands to be $1.45 over the whole year than a year ago. It's just crazy. Diesel prices have risen 22 cents in the past week, averaging around $5.51 per gallon. How guys are out there transporting, it's really, really hurting them. And, of course, there's surcharges if you're I have a friend who's got a business, and his vendors are charging a surcharge along with because they have to survive. I mean, I get it. Just to give you some perspectives, May 23rd last year, it was $2.88 a gallon. May 2020, when the mean orange man was still in office, $1.62.
Right. People literally were taking photos of the gas signs saying, everybody who voted for Joe Biden, remember this.
Yeah.
Because it will, and everybody was like, oh, you're being so dramatic. Are we?
Well, and
are
I tell
we being
you,
dramatic?
Every time Joe has, I'll give Joe this. Remember, he said, oh, they told me not to say this. You know how many times?
Right.
One thing Joe has gotten down, he has bought into the Green New Deal. He is hook, line, and sinker. And he says...
Sinker being the key word here.
Well, the thing is that he keeps... You keep listening to his answers. He says, look, you know, I mean, we're going to import fuel from, you know, rogue nations for now, but we've got to get off fossil fuels. We've got to get off fossil fuels.
Wait, it's in everything, you idiot. It's in everything.
I know.
Petroleum is in everything.
I'm looking at this body, velvet body cream. Not only probably some of the contents have it, the stinking lovely looking, you know, what do you call
bottle.
This? A squeeze bottle.
Yeah.
It's petroleum based for crying out loud.
I mean,
I can look at this countertop and
clothes,
it's equipment.
Shoes.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. It's in everything.
Yeah.
It's just, it's so ridiculous. It just drives me crazy. Crazy. Batatat County authorities shared more information about a robbery and a bomb threat that led to the evacuation of the Kroger in Daleville last night. About 7:22, Sheriff's Office said Emergency Operations Center received a call from an employee at the Daleville Kroger about an armed robbery. According to officials, the store clerk said the man approached a cashier with a bag, which reportedly contained an explosive device, demanded money. The man then ran out of the store with an unknown amount of cash, leaving the bag inside the building. Authorities said that witnesses reported the man was wearing a light gray sweatshirt, black pants, dark colored sunglasses with a white bandana covering his face. In addition, he was seen leaving the parking lot in a gray colored sedan. Witnesses say it could be a BMW without a front license plate. Deputies say they arrived within minutes of the call, evacuated the store. Sheriff's office said the incident is still under investigation. If you saw the vehicle or the man in question, you're asked to contact local authorities.
Wow. So, scams abound. More, and more.
Wow, we just had Julie on.
I know. This particular one, this one is from... Well, the story is just coming to surface, Chesterfield, Virginia. It was 3 years ago, Sherry got a phone call warning her bank records had been found in a car that was loaded with illegal drugs. She was in a state of shock. The caller said they were from the DEA, an agent, and demanded cash to avoid trouble. Now, this thing went on for a while, you know. Thousands of dollars later, she realizes that, you know, I'm in a little bit of a mess here. This isn't, I don't know what's going on.
Oh, dear.
And a number of scams targeting Americans over the age of 60 exploded during the pandemic. They were working really hard. Upwards of 92,000 victims in 2021 alone, according to FBI. Last year, older Americans were scammed. Listen to this number, Janet. Out of $1.7 billion.
Wow.
That is a 74% increase since 2020. In that 1 year, it went up 74%. As we have stated on the program many, many times, you will not get a phone call from the IRS.
Ever.
You will not get a phone call from a lot of these agencies claiming to be who they are. You know, they deal in certified mail, those kinds of things. Somebody literally could show up your door. That could be a scam. You know, you always ask for more information or you just hang up the phone. I keep telling my in-laws, you don't recognize the number, Mom? You got voicemail. Let it go to voicemail.
That's right.
Because a lot of times they won't leave you a message.
Well, and a lot of times they're just fishing anyway.
Right,
to see
exactly.
if it's a legit number and that kind of thing. So
please be careful.
Right. I mean, always err on the side of caution, mm-hmm. for sure. Well, they had a very special guest at the Amherst County Republican Committee meeting last night. The Republican Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears was there.
Mm-hmm. She was in the zone and I wasn't even aware.
I know. Legislators appear to be closer to passing the Virginia state budget after the deadline. And if the state's lieutenant governor gets her way, mm-hmm. legislators will be fined if they do this again in the future. She said she is incredibly frustrated with the process taking so long, blames the Democratic-led Senate, says next year I'm putting in a bill that if you don't pass a budget within the constitutionally allotted time, 45 or 60 days, then you, Mr. Legislator or Mr. Delegate or Mr. Senator, are going to pay the Commonwealth $500 for every day there's not a budget passed.
I love it.
I do, too.
I love it.
She wants that three-month gas tax suspension in the budget, among mm-hmm. other things. She said, we want that grocery tax gone. We want to give business owners the ability not to pay taxes up to a year. We want to ensure that the first $40,000 of a veteran's pension is held safe so that they will stay here in Virginia. And we're trying to get so many of these things through.
That sounds logical. What's wrong with her, Janet?
I know. Crazy. At this rate, Sears says, most of the work on the budget is done, but that the House and Senate still need to agree on it. She says lawmakers will return June 1st to vote on the newest proposal. I like her so much.
Yeah, I do too.
I hope she's going to be our next governor.
I hope so.
That is my genuine hope is that that's going to happen.
Mm.
So we shall see.
Hey, special shout out to my brother checking in on me yesterday. I'm sorry I didn't call you back. He's listening this morning. Listening to Bob Dylan. No.
It's time for Janet's 5 and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
5 and Dine brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They're located on Memorial Avenue, cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day and keeping their prices low so you can keep your food budget in check. Today is National Endless Breakfast Day, so I thought I would give you and a fun breakfast recipe.
Okay.
This is for an easy breakfast pizza.
Hmm.
And it's great to make kind of early in the week, and then you can just, you know, keep it and grab a couple of slices on your way out the door.
Okay.
For the rest of the week. You're going to start with a tube of refrigerated pizza crust. It's just the easiest way to go.
Yeah.
Preheat your oven to 425 degrees, and just in a cookie sheet pan, you're going to unroll that crust and stretch it to fill up the 15 by 10 pan and, you know, form a regular pizza crust. Then brush it with olive oil and poke holes in it with a fork to avoid bubbles. And you're going to bake it for about 7 to 8 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then in a medium-sized bowl, you're going to whisk together 8 eggs. And you're going to mix in milk, salt, and pepper. And you're going to heat a little oil in a skillet and scramble those eggs up. A spoon that over the crust, add in some bacon and some cheese, and bake it for another 7 minutes until the cheese is all melted down, and you've got breakfast all week.
Mm.
And it's pretty tasty, too. And if you really want to make it extra naughty,
mm-hmm.
you can put a layer of, like, gravy.
Oh.
A little bit, that can be your pizza sauce.
Yeah.
And then put the eggs and stuff on it. I'm just saying.
It's like a handheld biscuits and gravy almost.
Yeah, it's really, it is really, really good. You want to see the recipe? It's super easy to do. Go and look on our Facebook page, type in Janet's 5 and Dine. You'll find this recipe and all the recipes that we share here on the Morning Jam, brought to you by F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. Get ready for Memorial Day and save big with F&L Market. Fresh made sausage is $1.99 a pound. family pack pork style or country style ribs are $2.29 a pound. Save on fresh Boston butt roast, $1.99 a pound, or fresh beef brisket, $5.99 a pound. You can also save on fresh ground beef, just $3.19 for a family pack. Sign up to be a VIP Club Savings member by texting FL Market to 833-605-1804. Stop by FNL Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
The Morning Jam. Come to the table Tuesday. Hey, if you want to be part of that, we'd love for you to check in. You text us 434-248-0704. Just give us your name and say, hey, I'd like to be part of Come to the Table Tuesday. Harvest Baptist Church reminding us to be kind. They're one of our sponsors, along with Honey Baked Ham, providing a meal for 10 people, you and nine others. And I got to tell you, Janet, I've had Honey Baked Ham. Well, we had it at
Easter.
It was amazing.
Well, you had the turkey. I had the ham.
Yeah, the turkey was great.
And the ham was, I mean, my kids were talking about it
right
for a really long time. My neighbor called and said, what was that ham?
Right.
Again?
Mm-hmm.
So that's when you know.
Yeah. The sandwiches, I split one with my wife, and I was... I'm a big guy. I'm not as big as those guys fighting at the airport.
Right.
Former NFL. But anyway, I was full with half of a sandwich.
Well, you'll get 10 box lunches, and you'll be the hero of your workplace or whoever you decide to break bread with. All you have to do is text us at 434-248-0704 and say, hey, Janet, Mark, put me in for Come to the Table Tuesday, and we're
just encouraging conversations.
That's
you know,
all.
Maybe you would sit down with somebody you wouldn't normally have lunch with, and you know, get to know them a little bit. I mean,
that's when we're encouraged to break bread with one another, yeah. and just kind of, it's important to do that for sure.
I stay in touch with the people I went on a 2002 cruise with. No, 2003 maybe 2002. Whatever.
I keep in touch with some folks that we met in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
The Lopez family.
Yeah. Yeah. You went out and saw them, right?
They're fun.
Yeah.
Love them.
Mm.
Yeah. They're a lot of fun. So you were talking about this brawl in the airport. I don't know about that. Why are people fighting? I guess people are just all ramped up in general. Former NFL player Brendan Langley was arrested.
Right.
After he allegedly got into a fight with a United Airlines employee at Newark Liberty International Airport.
Mm-hmm.
He is a former Denver Broncos cornerback turned wide receiver. And it got very physical at the New Jersey airport. The video that was posted online, both Langley and the employee were seen squaring off against each other. When the employee appeared to slap him in the face, he did slap him in the face. I watched it.
Right.
And he threw the first punch.
Right.
So was he arrested?
Well, I don't know. What does it say what provoked that first slap?
It doesn't really say.
Okay.
He slapped him and the NFL player shut it down.
Right.
Pretty quick.
Yeah.
The employee regained his composure and retaliated with another slap.
Okay.
And Langley said, "You saw that blank."
Right.
And then he punched the employee in the face, sending him crashing behind the counter. He was seen standing with blood running down the side of his face, and then squared off again. And he's like, "You want some more?"
So what's the slapping versus the fist? I mean, I don't know. Did he get more? Did he think he was Rocky Balboa?
Oh, he got more. Yeah, he got plenty.
Wow.
Authorities say the employee was not arrested.
How about that?
Despite Langley saying he threw the first punch. In the video, he did throw the first punch.
Sure.
The employee has been fired.
Mm-hmm. It's not good customer service.
He was charged with a simple assault.
Maybe that's why.
It didn't look simple.
Maybe the manual said slapping. Don't punch, but slapping was okay.
Yeah, I don't know. All I know is I would not. That's just a dumb thing to do.
Right, sure, sure.
That's just not smart. So anyway, I think if he was arrested, that those charges should be dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Because he did hit him first. So yeah. I don't know what that's about. That's just crazy. Then we've got this story. I don't know. There's a lot of cringy stuff in the news
right
today.
Right.
This Indiana pastor.
Oh, Lord. Is this the thing you played for the before the show?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, ugh.
It's so cringy.
Yeah.
This Indiana pastor stood up in front of his entire congregation, mm-hmm. Pastor John Lowe II,
mm-hmm.
admitted to his congregation that this is what he said. He said, I committed adultery nearly 20 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and he made this confession, and I got a standing ovation
from his
congregation. He stepped down from ministry, but then after that, that was cringy enough.
Mm-hmm.
After that, this young woman comes forward and says, first of all, it wasn't 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. It was 27 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was me, and I was 16, and you took my virginity in your office.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was bad.
And there's, it's all on tape.
It's all on tape. I mean, it's gone viral. I mean, they were live streaming the service.
I know. What are you doing? Shut the stream down.
They did. They did shut it down.
I think somebody recorded it from their phone.
Yeah, somebody continued to record it.
Yeah.
I mean, they completely confronted him, confronted the church.
Yeah.
She said, y'all knew. You knew what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't do anything.
Yeah.
I didn't get counseling. I didn't get help. I didn't, nothing.
Yeah.
And then there were people trying to defend him. It's such a mess.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. And then we've got the stuff with the Southern Baptist.
Yeah, the big sex scandal and a secret list of pastors. It almost sounds like some of the similar things we heard about the Catholic Church.
I'm telling you, we are believers. We believe
mm-hmm.
That having a church fellowship is important,
mm-hmm.
but if you know things like this are going on and you're not doing anything about it, then you're part of the problem.
Yeah, you're complicit.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I remember a young woman coming to me in church who had been raped and had a baby out of that incident.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me, and at that time the child was like 6 years old, I think, that in 6 years in the church, I was the only person that ever believed her.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, they just assumed she was lying. She was just trying to,
right.
Cover it up, that she was a willing
right.
participant. Guys, that is messed up. And mm-hmm. that's not what we're supposed to be doing.
Right.
Even as human beings.
Sure, sure.
Forget the other,
Throw the church to the side, although the church should be that safe place.
Absolutely. But many times it's not, and stories like this show it. It's just really sad, sad.
It hurts the cause because people say, well, look at that over there.
It brings shame to the name of Christ. Right. There's no doubt about it.
It doesn't change who God is.
I know. Yeah, that's true.
In the scriptures, all kinds of flawed individuals, not making excuses. They're just there. It's in black and white right there.
Yeah, but you've got to acknowledge what it is.
Sure.
But nobody's doing that anymore. That's why we're in the shape we're in.
Sure.
So anyway, next hour, we've got more stories on the way. There's no lack of things to talk about, mm-hmm. including CRT being injected into medicine.
Oh, jeez.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
We got more coming up.
6:59. Come to the table Tuesday here on the Morning Jam. So glad you're with us. Bill Trefiro has our local news. CBS will be right there at the top of the hour, bringing us some national news. Our president gallivanting across Asia. We'll see what they have to say, what he's talking about. and then we'll rejoin you guys here in about 6 minutes.